the power of sight and the power of thought. In the, there's a holy, holy book, very holy book, called Or HaChaim. You heard of Or HaChaim? Rabbi Chaim ben Atar. It was Parshas Acharei Mos. Just recently, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
He came.
He crawled on his feet from the bottom of the
mountain up to he crawled.
He's screaming, oh, how could I see where am I going?
He was already big.
Of course, it was before he died. He was only here for 10 months. Right? 10 months? 2 years? 2 years Or HaChaim was here? Very little. Or HaChaim, very little time here. 10 months or 2 years? Very little time. No, the Ari HaKadosh was here for 2 years when he came back. Mm-hmm. He was here till he was five or seven. Till he was seven, Ari HaKadosh. And then he went to Mitzrayim because his father passed away and his mother didn't have no way to feed him. So he had a rich brother in Mitzrayim and that's where he grew. And then he came for 2 years here just to teach the Rav Chaim Vital all of his teachings. And then he passed away. But that's Ari HaKadosh. So Chaim, he tried to get it with his whole yeshiva. They went to Italy. It was there for a few years also in Italy. Came to Eretz, so I think it was there only for 10 months in Yerushalayim, and he passed away.
What time was that?
Or HaChaim? 300 years ago. The same time as Baal Shem Tov. Same period of time. Baal Shem Tov says if he would have met up with Or HaChaim HaKadosh, they would have brought Mashiach together. But Hashem did not that one that happened, so Hashem prevented it in all kinds of ways.
But Baal Shem Tov sensed his passing away.
Right, he was trying to get here.
At the time it happened, it was in Sudarshan Sheet.
Yeah. Okay.
And all of a sudden he stopped singing, announced the Western lamp has been extinguished. People look at him, what are you talking about? And then he explained. And a few weeks later, when you know, the things.
They didn't have email then, yeah.
They said that it was what?
Or WhatsApp, or whatever it's called. Okay. So yeah, the Or HaChaim Kadosh is your site is in Tammuz, right? Tammuz is Adar, or in Av, Tammuz, when is it Adar for Tammuz? The Or HaChaim is in the summer. Yudayim Tammuz, in Tammuz, the beginning of Tammuz sometime. Baruch Hashem, I was there a few times. Big zchut to go to Or HaChaim Kadosh.
I wish it was very big on the Or HaChaim. He said you have to read his parish on the Mishnah every week.
It's a big zula for a lot of things to learn Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Anyway, so now we're going to learn Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim writes על ההכרחיות של שבירת העיניים שיזכו לגבי היצרה, on the necessity, the must, the obligation of a person, if you want to overcome the Yetzirah, you must guard the eyes. And he'll bring some of his holy words with a little bit of change in the way it's written and not in what it's meaning, just so it's easier to understand, because he does have a little bit of high language that we don't usually talk about. Or HaChaim HaKadosh Masbir, he explains that what it says in the Pasuk, Kema'aseh Eretz Yisrael Mesher Yishavtem Ba'alot Asu, like the deeds of people of Mitzrayim that you dwelt there did not do, and like the people, the deeds of the people who lived in Canaan that I'm bringing you over there, don't do, and don't go in their ways. We're talking about here, as we could see, put on the psukim, about all the adultery, okay? That right? That we see right away. The psukim talk about. They can all gilui arayot, not to marry your sister and your mother and your this, all the gilui arayot. Yeah. Al-gabut al-tavar arayot, and here regarding overcoming this lust for morality for arayot, Or HaChaim writes like this: Hine yadua kol ha-mitzvot shetziva Hashem kodesho. Behold, it's known that all the commandments that Hashem commanded His beloved, His holy nation, there are commandments that a person is able to withstand them. And it's up to him, he's able to move himself to want to do them, not to do them, to want to do them. Chutz mamisai flojav. The only mitzvah which a person cannot push himself to do is the mitzvah to pull himself away from all these isurim of arayot. Shiratol atzmo matava, that to remove himself away from this lust depends on other factors, as will be explained further on. Mishum sha'arayot v'davar shenafshol shadam v'chametan v'chomedetan chomedet u'melach emda ones v'chachot olasotam. Because arayot, immorality, is something that a person's soul, a person's nefesh, desires, covets, and once he covets it, it forces him to do actions. Meaning, all the mitzvahs a person is able to do, and be careful from what you're not allowed to do, right? He's able to do it by himself. Just to force himself and to do it. Except what has to do with the lust. There is a great coveting that a person cannot overcome it. Only the Rochaim, I'm reading the Rochaim, only through distancing his sight and his thoughts. It's not Breslev, it's 100 years before Rabbeinu was born. Like the Rochaim continues, and this is Lashon. Zulat b'itamtzut b'itatzmut achakat shnei dvarim ha'adam. Except, these are the words of the Chaim, except being very strong in distancing two things from the person. And this is distancing the sight of the eye from what causes him for this taiva, and distancing his thoughts. Im shnei eile eloya eloya, say the person does not do these two, it's en adam shalit buach zeich adam enon. It's impossible, the person is not, it's not in his control to overcome this yetzer. He called Shelot Yelo Hakadaru Badavar. As long if he does not, if a person does not distance his eyesight from these things, even if his thoughts are distanced from this, it'll take a few times and then he'll come to fall to do Averot. Okay. Yifshar, you have to distance your thoughts and your eyesight. Your eyesight and your thoughts. So, without that, a person cannot overcome the tzara. And you see, these people can be 80 years old and 90 years old, and he still has crazy lust for women, and he can't do anything because his body doesn't work anymore. But you can look at the internet and all kinds of stories that we heard, the horrible things. Because why? Because he sees. A person does not work. It doesn't make any how old, even though his hormones are not working anymore. His body's not working anymore, and his head,
Bishugal Yaman. So what he's saying, guard the eyes and guard the thoughts?
Yes.
Say
ulmar imaseh shel Avraham Rabban shel Chassidim. Go and learn from the Maaseh, the story with Rav Amram, the rabbis of the pious ones. אף שבוודאי לא היה לו צד עירום או חשבה לא טבע, even though obviously he did not have any thought about this lust at all, he was a holy tana, holy amayra, a holy amayra which was able to revive dead, and if it was an amayra in the Gemara, it's we can't even understand what it is. It's beyond our comprehension בכלל. אבל מצד כוח הראות, from the side of the power of his sight, of eyesight, he almost stumbled. Shtekhev shara ma shara, and immediately when he saw what he saw, itgaber bo yetzer ra kesh bo eret, ad shkimat davar avera. When he saw what he saw, and then the yetzer ra overcame him with a great fire, a burning fire that he almost didn't have air, if not from Shamayim, that they saved him, because of the cover, the respect in the Torah and the Chassidus, that they say, oh, this rabbi didn't have air, so it's not covered. Okay. And also he was willing to scream out and embarrass himself and say, Nura be'amram, there's a fire in the house of Amram, come save me. You know the story over there? That there were a few girls who were captured by the Goyim, and then they ran away or something, and they put him in his attic. They had to take a very heavy ladder or something, mm-hmm. that only two people could carry it or something like that, or five people carry it, I don't know. And he wants you to go up and do an Avera. Because he saw them or something. And then he by himself was able to put the light over there, and he was going to go up, and he screamed, "There's a fire in my house, there's a fire!" People came, and then he was, "No fire." He said, "Yeah, I wanted to do an Avera." He wasn't embarrassed to say that. So for Shemayim, they saved him. Okay? Or Rabbi Matya ben Charash, that of course he was so holy, he was willing to burn his eyes out. Remember that story, right? That the Yitzhara turned himself into the most beautiful woman in the world that there was ever. And he was willing, Rabbi Amram was willing to take two metal
burning spears
and shove them in his eyes, and he became blind. Of course, only he didn't have any time, huh? Just so he doesn't see what he doesn't have to see. Right? And the Ohio continues, Shiloto Ish, Murata Inan, Marka Daut, Imlachik, it's Tamar Shoto. Won't help him any guarding the eyes, and guarding of his the sight of what he sees, if he won't distance the lust from his thought. Because it could be that he really is guarding his eyes, he's not looking at anything, he can't know how to look. But inside, in his head, that's what he sees all day. Right? Therefore, we need these two deep workings. Guarding the eyes and guarding the thought.
Yeah, like I always said, a joke.
Someone said that someone walked in the street guarding the eyes and he bumped into a pole and he said, I'm sorry, ma'am. Because that's what he sees in his head. Okay? So that's be chazak. It has nothing to do with age. It's true, when you're younger, you have more koach and maybe more shtuyot in your head. Maybe, I don't know. But also, in every age, it's an eye doesn't sleep. Until you're 6 feet under, he's running around. And then when he's 6 feet under, he stands in front of you and laughs. When you're 6 feet under, and he stands in front of you and he laughs, it's a. He opens the hand and he shows you nothing.
I mean, you're still resting until the second or third shovel of dirt.
Yeah, that's all Beno says. Can you believe it? How embarrassing that is. A person has to think all kinds of tachbulot,
yeah,
strategies, how to prepare the war against this lust, which you have to base your strategies on these two things: eyesight and thoughts. Okay, and then you'll be able to control it.
Would you give advice on how to control the thoughts?
You bring in good thoughts.
What?
You bring in only good thoughts. Obey the rights, you know. You could have only one thought in your mind, so if you have a bad thought, think about something else. Not to do with this. It's not going to help. Not going to take away the thought. Just put a different thought in your head.
Realize that we are in control of our thoughts.
Yeah, that's what Avinatan says, that many, many Bachurim, They lose it all because they think, you see, I have bad thoughts, I can't control it, come on, I'm out. It's not true. We're the masters. Hashem gave us the ability to control it.
And that's why the door said, believe in yourself.
Right.
Believe you can do it. Believe you can be the master of your thoughts.
Okay. First has to know. He is human. Hashem did create in the man this will to be with a woman. Yeah, he did. He created in us. And therefore, if we don't control it, it'll control us, like it controls the whole world. If we don't control it, like David, even David HaMelech, what happened? There was a bird or something, and he shot an arrow, and it cut the curtain, and she was traveling for mikvah, and he saw her. You think he had any lust, David HaMelech? He said he didn't have any Yetzirah even. But the natural thing, without the Yetzirah, the natural desire, that is there. For everyone. That's why you have to separate from the thoughts and for the eyesight. We don't go with the Yetzirah into a this place of no, maybe this. We just said no, we slammed the door and we ran away. Like when I saw the snake, I told you, right? I didn't wait to see, no, maybe he's going the other way. I ran, right? So that's how a person has to act in the street. I'm going to see, maybe it's not a woman. What are you lifting up your eye? And if it is a woman, you're crazy. Sipatikha manakash, Yaakov? Yaakov. Sipatikha, Sipuy manakash? The story with the snake. I went to the field, David Mincha. And I came to put down my bag. I wanted to wash my hands. I had water in my bag. It was down in the field near Modin. And I come to put it down. I didn't have my glasses on. And I see a long, a pipe cousin. And it starts moving, the pipe. So I also started moving, but the other direction. It wasn't poisonous, but it was scary. So I say, when someone walks in the street, you don't say, I'm going to look. Maybe it's not a woman, maybe it's this. Like when you run away from a snake, you don't look twice. Maybe he's not coming. You run. So also, Habaytai, Agroisa Yishakoyav, with Hashem. Tomorrow we're going to learn again. Tuesday we're going to learn again. And then,